Hello to all business professionals and agents. I hope you are doing great and well. We are back with another educational podcast focusing on sell negotiations and how you can effectively sell your products and services. A successful sell requires a successful negotiation to achieve the desired outcome. You will inevitably face challenges during negotiations. For example, the conversation progresses, but the customer just asks for the price and doesn't buy. All of these situations happen to us as well. It's not just you, but there is a difference between professional salespeople and regular ones. Regular salespeople give up on these issues and don't even try to resolve their challenges. While professional salespeople have practiced, work hard, and become skilled, they have answers tailored to each customer because they've been through this before. In our previous two podcasts, we give you some exercises. Like, for example, first of all, you need to do some determine everything, understand and identify the challenges so you're not caught off guard. I always tell my team there are certain questions that customers are likely to ask. These 5, 10, or 20 questions are what customers usually ask. But what's important is how you can just respond to these questions and whether your answers are convenient or not. Sometimes you learn the answers correctly but convey them in the wrong way, in the wrong tone too, making them ineffective. And this fails to convince the customer. So, be mindful in negotiations. First, pay attention to the context and text of your response. This text has no tone, no quality, no strength. It's just text. But this text needs to be delivered, expressed, and negotiated by someone so that when I, as a listener and the customer receive it, I'm convinced in my mind. Understand that if we give the same text to 10 salespeople to read, one of them might deliver it so poorly that even we would fall asleep because it's lack of emotion. Listen carefully. Because we firmly believe and have repeatedly emphasized, listen, understand, believe, apply, and you will be successful. And you will succeed. If a customer wants to buy something, listen. With the wrong and bad tone of this salesperson, would you, as a customer, even have the patience to listen? To then want to understand, to then believe, to then buy, do you see that you wouldn't even have the patience to listen from the very beginning? And this is a very sensitive challenge. Many movies around the world are made with significant costs and investments. But you can and I don't even spend time watching them. But for some other movies, which also had a writer, director, and actors, you and I do spend time watching them. The question is, why did we give our time to these movies, but not to those others? What formed in our minds that made us approve of these movies and say, okay, we are going to watch them? And we didn't approve of some other movies and said, no, we don't want to watch them. So as someone who must have a scenario in sales, as a manager and director, you need to analyze these things. A good text is necessary, a good actor is necessary, so they can execute this with their feeling, their tone, their dialogue, and they achieve success in the performance. So you need to have these elements. Now you might say, I'm the director, I'm the actor, I'm the writer. So as a professional salesperson, you need to perform all these roles by yourself. Know and be aware that you will succeed on this path. If you correctly follow every point we discuss and execute the exercise we recommended, you will see in this lesson, and also you will see in the less than a month, you don't need much time. We'll move forward month by month, and then you will witness this story unfold. Your sale will start, and you'll manage every customer with ease, proving to them that you are trustworthy and you are a really professional person. You are reliable. You need to prove this because you're not genuinely in their mind, not these things. You need to slow it so others can see it and trust you. So right now, you can just say in the name of God and start the story. I want to teach you some key points. Implement these points and you'll see the results. Your sales will multiply. The first point is that at the very beginning, you need to consider whether you even need to negotiate and ask yourself this question. Should I negotiate or will the customer buy without it? Sales can be divided into several types. Sometimes you want to sell to the consumers, engage in retail, which falls under the B2C model. We talked about B2C and B2B in the previous podcast. I urge everyone to listen to that episode again carefully. But the second type of sell is what we call B2B. This means you are selling to business owners. That is selling to a factory CEO, selling to a factory's purchasing manager, selling to someone who has their own business, or selling wholesale to a distributor. So, sales occur in different forms. Whether you're selling to customers or selling wholesale shapes the sales process. However, wholesale sales to new customers require negotiation. Retail sales don't involve much negotiation. Also, it is important how you find your customers. Are they coming to you? Or are you finding them through advertising? The type of consumers or customers and the nature of negotiation vary, and you'll learn all about these differences. We are going to just explain to you about these differences in our podcast and educational programs available on our website, which you can easily implement to achieve successful sales. But the second question is, if I need to negotiate, what do I need to know? So the story is going to begin from this moment. Do I need to be skilled in negotiation? Therefore, if you are going into business exporting, the answer is yes. The second question is, what do I need to know? What skills do I need in negotiation? And there is a world of information out there about negotiation. Negotiation is not something where I say, guys, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, memorize these in order, and that's it. You've become a professional negotiator. No, of course not. It's not going to be like this. We are going to just explain to you how it's going to be the procedure that you can learn how to do business. Because the person you're dealing with is a human being. And the human being is a completely complex entity. You need to understand humans. There is a difference between a human and a human brain. A human is one thing and the brain is another thing. That we have just talked about different level of brains. Which one is just level 1, and about animals and other stuff that we have just talked before. So to sell, I need to understand the human brain, the level 2 and further level 3 of the brain. I don't need to know the human being, like their race, what they wear, or the criteria used to evaluate a dead person. I need to know where they are from and such details. Yes, they are influential, but it's enough to know the human mind. Because the mind is a cell. The mind is a tool for negotiation, and this cell and tool are very complex. If you want to know about this complex brain, you should try your best. You should just follow our teaching stuff, our rules, everything, so you can just be successful. Using one's brain and mental capabilities in business and trade is the key to success in the world of commerce. By leveraging strategic thinking, data analysis, and the ability to forecast and plan, individuals can make smart decisions that improve financial performance and increase profits. The human brain, with its capacity to process complex information and analyze market conditions, enables people to identify new opportunities and respond swiftly to changes. This ability to innovate, creatively solve problems, and anticipate future trends is a crucial factor in maintaining and developing a competitive position in dynamic and ever-changing markets. Additionally, using emotional intelligence and communication skills, other capabilities of the brain, is highly effective in building and maintaining strong business relationships. In trade, the ability to understand and respond to the needs and emotions of others, negotiate effectively, and create extensive networks is a key factor for success. Those who can manage their emotions and interact well with others are better equipped to establish trust and foster long-term collaborations. Therefore, making optimal use of the brain and its mental capacities is vital not only for financial analysis and decision making, but also for building human connections and managing relationships, which can lead to sustainable success in business. The amount of information you need grows and grows, like a bookshelf being added to your mind. And now we can review all of it. You and I need to focus on one goal, which is why we say in sales, practice is crucial. One of the key practices in sales is training your brain to react quickly. Because each human brain holds different information and the brain is complex, we shouldn't feed it just anything. We should just be careful about that. We might feed our brains things that are incorrect and shouldn't focus on details that unnecessarily become bigger issues. If you don't train your brain and can't program it to respond appropriately at the right time, you won't sell anything either. So focus on the main goal, which is selling to your customers. Because in this business, they want advantages, you want advantages. You should make that clear for everyone. If they want to just have benefits and advantages, they can have a trade with you, placing their orders with you. So this needs practicing. This needs learning. We are here for you to teach you everything. The point is, you need a lot of information. You need to learn, practice, and unlimitedly use it so you can be successful. That was very nice here to talk about different issues with you guys. I hope you can have a really good time. Take care of yourself and goodbye.